A lot of Americans looking ahead to holiday travel aren't looking forward to new security procedures at the nation's airports. Some travelers are calling for a boycott over what they say are unnecessarily intrusive pat-downs. And professionals have concerns about the new full-body scans. Citing health concerns, pilots want to be exempt from that type of screening. NPR's Brian Naylor reports.
Since late last month, the Transportation Security Administration has decreed that travelers who depart from airports that use so-called full-body scanners will have a choice, either pass through the scanners or submit to an intrusive pat-down. The scanners are in use at some 60 airports. They're designed to detect materials under a passenger's clothing and produce an image that leaves little to the imagination. Passengers who choose not to use the scanners now must undergo what's called an enhanced pat-down by a TSA officer of the same gender. The pat-down includes touching a passenger's intimate areas. At a news conference at Reagan National Airport outside Washington, Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano defended the new procedures.
We're not doing this just to do it. We're doing it because we need to keep powders and gels and liquids off of planes that are unauthorized, just as we need to keep metals off of planes. Now, this is being done in recognizing that we all have a collective role in our security.
But some passenger advocate groups are balking and are calling for passengers to boycott the scanners and request the pat-downs in a private room with a witness. Kate Hanai of FlyersRights.org says she's heard from a number of outraged travelers.
People who travel very frequently are actually saying, I'm either not going to fly or I'm going to get arrested if they touch my genitals. So that said, why isn't TSA looking at alternatives? And we're trying with our boycott to get them to understand that they have hit the tipping point with the flying public and they need to look at other alternatives than these scanners.
And airline pilots are also objecting to having to use the full-body scanners, which aside from producing a revealing image, also emit a small dose of radiation. What Napolitano says is almost immeasurable, it's so small. But pilots say flying several miles above the Earth as they do, they're already exposed to higher levels of radiation on a daily basis. Sam Mayer is a captain with American Airlines and a spokesman for the pilots' union, the Allied Pilots Association.
At 39,000 feet, you're well above the significant amounts of the protective portions of our atmosphere that protect us from radiation. So we're up there with the nuclear power plant workers to start with on our on what has been our exposure to radiation, and then, you know, potentially adding the cumulative effects of these scanners over a 30-year career. It's just too big of an unknown right now.
Pilots also make the argument that they're professionals and are in control of the plane anyway. They say there are any number of alternatives to the scanners, including forms of biometric identification, such as retina scans or palm prints. The American pilots have taken their case to the TSA and may be near a resolution, according to Napolitano.
They have some legitimate argument there. We recognize that. We're working with the pilots groups, and we hope to very quickly be able to announce some things where pilots are concerned.
But that's not likely to provide relief to the millions of holiday travelers lining up at airport checkpoints in the coming weeks. Experts say passengers demanding enhanced pat-downs rather than going through scanners will add additional minutes to each screening process. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.